Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week on Pop Gays, we talk about Libra birthday season,
the Adam Levine cheating scandal,
and we finish our celebrity bubble wrap.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gays,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
We are here, we're back with the part two.
Part two.
Wow.
Act two.
I've never heard someone so deflated about a series that they began.
Every day is a slog.
Honestly.
Every day is a challenge.
Yeah.
And this is our, we're back to do our, the second half of our 50 celeb.
Yes,
that we thought we could fit into one episode, like we didn't have like 20 minutes on each on every person.
An individual expose each time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fucking wild.
But it's been kind of nice just to have like no homework. You know,
yeah, that is true. That is true.
Like, a lot of people don't understand the amount of time that we dedicate during our week.
Oh my God.
To combing through social media.
Apparently, we've had some controversial opinions as well about our celebs. We've got some feedback
from
people on Instagram.
Yeah.
Some case do stands.
Sorry. Not sorry. Fuck that bitch. I'll say it again.
Well, it's been a big week. You guys have both turned 21.
Yes.
It's Jordan and I were born exactly 1 week apart.
Isn't that? Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Exactly.
No, yeah, just 1 week.
1 week.
Just like, I'll take it.
But 27 years old.
But you're beginning your Saturn returns,
Aurelia. I am beginning my Saturn return and I'm feeling ready. I'm going to study astrology next year. For real, for real.
Yeah.
I'm going to add that to my skills of tarot.
Is there an actual course somewhere?
There's several courses.
I kind of would be interested in doing it as well.
Okay, I'm going to find a good cheap one.
Which is what we like.
A good and cheap one that we can do online and remotely.
Is it hosted on TikTok?
You know what? There probably would be.
Yes.
And I'm also going to be a marriage celebrant. I've decided.
Ah, that's fucking smart.
Yeah.
That's good
shit.
Somebody.
Actually, we should all do that, really.
You should all do it. I'm already taking bookings. Somebody DM'd me and was like, my boyfriend proposed to me last night. Can you MC our wedding? And just the day before that, I was talking to Tamara about how much I want to do MCing weddings and stuff because now I'm all into like speaking things into existence.
Yeah.
And once I do this type of shit, I can quit my job and just do astrology and weddings full time.
Well, we have smart.
Friend of the show, Annie Louie, I know, did a celebrancy course.
Yeah.
And also did funerals, bizarrely.
Well, it all goes under the same umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I feel like Jordan would love. You were talking week about the difference between weddings and funerals.
Yeah. I've never been asked to sing at someone's wedding, but I have been asked to sing at several, and I have sung at several funerals. I don't know what it is.
You've cornered the market.
About my vibe because I do have quite a pingy voice, but I guess like nobody wants that when they're walking down the aisle. They only want it if they're being lowered into the grave.
Oh my God. Well, if I was having a second wedding, would you guys be interested in emceeing?
Absolutely.
Because we just went to this gay wedding that was absolutely amazing.
Yes. It was like a drag wedding and they had like
First of all, the building was lit up in the lesbian flag, orange and pink.
So good.
The couple, two cute non-binary babies, also wore pink and orange.
Oh,
like the lesbian flag.
All right, Mystery Inc.
They sat on the couch that they like fell in love with. On, they bought the couch specifically to this event.
Was it a raggedy couch?
It was a raggedy ass couch.
This is called so fucking
Keanu.
Gay.
The couch was called Keanu.
Who is, oh my of God. Course, a lesbian.
A lesbian, famously.
Keanu Reeves is the biggest lesbian I've ever seen.
Honestly, and then as the couple came in, they had a drag queen called Victoria Bitter.
I know Victoria Bitter.
There you go, small
I know
world.
Andy.
Oh, nice.
So then they were lip syncing to a song with the lyrics "Should Have Been Me," crying really dramatically, and like had like a bouquet of flowers. And they had poetry readings. They had someone play like an acoustic guitar cover of Toxic.
Oh, my God.
It was just a beautiful event. And at every turn, we looked at each other and said, we have to have, like, another wedding that's, like, more of an event than us just being
a party.
Like a party. And we're like, we need poetry. We need MCs.
Oh, my God.
We're like, who do we know? Who do we know? And we're like, oh, no, all these people
now
we know.
Now it's the improv section.
Yeah, yeah.
we're doing a quick Harold.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
I emceed a lesbian wedding at Collingwood Children's Farm.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
where was this?
A beautiful location. This was, like...
That's very
2019,
sapphic.
2018. Mm-hmm. I ended up having to step in and be one of the groomsmen. So I was wearing like this cool little like suit, and then I emceed the event, and it was like just like beautiful food. Instead of cake, they had cheese, which was perfect.
Love it.
Yeah. And it was just fucking. It was so nicely
charcuterie
done.
Like.
And
like,
amazing.
And like very very gay, but in like a Earth sign gay, as opposed to, I want to say, water sign gay.
Okay, yeah, I feel you.
What does that mean? Like farm?
I don't really know.
Yeah,
but
like
to think
of
farm, I think earth.
No, absolutely farm cheese. That's earthy as fuck.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Absolutely. But it was wild. It was a good time. It was a good time. Emily and Ebony still together and about to have a baby. So,
oh,
God. Another
Sam, a good omen. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, they're yeah. the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Lord, bless them all. But yeah, that'll be great. We'll MC.
Yeah. I think it's a.
We'll also commentate.
Yeah. Like outfits.
Yeah.
I'm already like thinking about venues, obviously. Yeah. I want to get married at ENGV.
Can nice. You do that?
You can.
Okay, fuck yeah.
Is
yeah.
it
do
super
it.
Expensive?
They didn't list the prices on the website.
Well,
they
which
never
is not so a good omen.
It's not a good omen. It's a birthday party.
But look, if you're listening and you're working for the NGV and you can like cut us a deal, think of the exposure.
Yeah.
Think of how we'll expose you if you don't.
The exposure the National Gallery would receive.
Isn't the current like curation like all about queer? Stuff at the moment.
It's
like, are you there for the queers
like,
or not?
Put your money where your mouth is. Host us for free.
Absolutely.
Enough performative activism. Yeah. It's time to let us have our wedding there
you
for
know
free.
How they like put on Blasos places that won't like bake wedding cakes for gay weddings and stuff like that? Yeah. We do that. What about the NGV being like, they will not give us a, in parentheses, free wedding. Cancel them.
Oh my God. But actually, look, if they're not giving it to us for free, we'll have to maybe invite like a core group of people who can come for free. Mm-hmm. And then anyone else, any spectators can pay.
We can like, just rock up. We don't have to sell them.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, we're here for the gallery. There's a wedding? Oh, cool.
It's a Patreon wedding.
Patreon, imagine.
I love that. Should we get into our celebs?
Yeah, let's crack into it, I reckon. Finish the job that we half started.
Starting with number 26, we have Tina Fey.
Okay. Tina Fey is obviously...
A tentative pop for me. Like, it's... She's fucking hilarious and she has paved the way. But I have... Did I tell you guys I've been rewatching 30 Rock recently? And it's, like, obviously so fucking funny. But there are so many jokes that I'm like, oh, wow, this really is a time capsule to, like, what would it have been, like, 2005 to 2010-ish or whatever. Mm. And it's just like this, some of these jokes would never be on television nowadays.
Yeah.
But I, you know, that's not a reason necessarily to flop her.
She was homophobic, racist, and transphobic 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So who amongst us?
But who amongst us wasn't? Should we pop off Lopper? No, I don't know. Because when I read Bossy Pants, that book of hers,
yes,
it like just really inspired me because I was just starting out.
Same.
And I needed to read about somebody doing it and being successful because all the examples you kind of have in like a small comedy scene like Melbourne is like, well, there's not very many, first of all, and it was just really inspiring. So I'm going to give her a pop.
Yeah, I'm going to pop her too. And I also think it starts that kind of an interesting conversation where like I heard this thing the other day and this is like, tell me what you guys think, but like comedy should age. In a way.
Yeah.
And I think that like we need to acknowledge that it's aged. We don't have to look back and like hold on to it with dear life. Like 30 Rock is a huge inspiration to me. All of Tina Fey's work has been a huge inspiration to me. But I'm not gonna like look back at the fucked episodes and the fucked jokes and like defend them till I die. Yeah. I'll just be like, I'll take what I need, I'll leave the rest.
Absolutely.
And like there's no denying that she was like a huge inspiration, particularly to like women in comedy. Obviously, like she perpetuated like white women feminism or something like that. Whatever. I think we're gonna pop her. I think it's but I do think it's like an interesting
She was the beginning of that kind of like vehicle of like SNL, then you get a TV show, then you kind of become, you know, like she was like Amy Poehler sort of followed in that in
the footsteps. Yeah, yeah.
And now there's like Kristen Wiig, you know, Maya Rudolph, like and
that generation of like
Kate McKinnon as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate was like a little bit later, but yeah, that generation that I rewatched, like this isn't Tina Fey, but Kirsten Wiig. I rewatched Bridesmaids the other day and I was like, fuck, it was like
so good.
I forgot how influential this movie was. Like for like not to say that like I was one of those people being like, oh my God, women can be funny, which is such a weird thing that movie did. Like they just kept being asked like, what's it like being a funny woman? Like, that could happen, blah, blah, blah. But it's just such a fucking flawless, great film. The way that it depicts like competitiveness between women and like different, and also how silly and disgusting people can be in preps for weddings and stuff like that. I loved it. Mm. Anyway, pop. Moving on.
Our next problematic fave, Adam Sandler. Josh Sefti's muse.
Was he Josh Sefti's muse?
No. But Uncut Jams.
I was in Uncut Jams. She's a pop. Julia Fox is a pop for me. If you'd asked me a year ago, I might have said flop, but she's fully pop for me.
She started commenting on something at the moment and everyone's like, she is not qualified to do this, but I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, she's commenting on everything and anything.
Yeah.
But we are talking about Adam Sandler.
I don't mean, what's he doing? I don't even know what this
man
does.
Okay, so I flop all his movies. Sorry. Like, I don't know. I'm like just not into
50 First Dates? Amnesia Romance? Sorry.
I only remember Grown Ups.
And that's Drew Barrymore too. That's bringing it up.
Yeah, that is Drew Barrymore. That's Flower Company.
Yeah. I feel like he had the stand-up special. Did you see it?
No.
Okay, it's actually really good. He's singing these songs and he's kind of like silly and cute and he's been with his wife forever and his personality isn't loving his wife, but he does it. And
nice.
He hasn't cheated yet, so.
Yeah.
I'm retracting the flop and I'm popping him.
I'm popping Adam Sandler because I think he has a self-awareness that I appreciate and he's not constantly commenting on himself, but he won Best Actor at the Spirit Awards, which is like the Independent Film Festival Awards for Uncut Jams. And his speech was so funny, being like, this is such an important moment for the other nominees because they just lost to Adam Sandler. Like, how humiliating. Yes. And it was just like his speech, and he did it in his like Adam Sandler voice, like, when I look back at my time. I don't know. I fucking love Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Grown Ups, but I have seen Lil Dicky. Yeah.
Billy Madison era.
Two unproblematic, gorgeous films.
Yeah. It was just always on when I was a kid.
Yes.
But I feel like he knows his lane. He stays in it. He's never purported to be anything but a funny little man.
Yeah.
And I respect that honesty because you're right. It is rare to have a man who is just good to his spouse without making it the brand.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean,
it's cute. And he dresses really ugly, so
I love that.
Me too.
But you know who has the same dressing sensibilities, and we don't talk about it? Billie Eilish and they dress the same.
Oh my God, so true.
One's an icon, one's a dumb man. Let's talk about it.
The double standard.
The double standards for these men.
That is so funny.
Just trying to be icons. Who have we got next?
Number 28. Oh my God, RuPaul. So this is such a hard one.
Okay, can gay people frack? Yeah.
Yes, I think we should do it more. Look, this is like a mega pop for me, and I know that this is scandalous, but Ru is a fucking icon, and like obviously there has been scandals of Ru's that are huge flops. You know, like Ru's like absolute digging his heels in about like trans representation on the show and dumping some of the transphobic shit on the show is obviously shit. And yes, fracking on his ranch, you know, not the greatest. But I think at the end of the day, Ru literally is a self-made, like, franchise representative.
Fracking.
Yeah, fracking icon. You know, he's a queer, genderqueer, black, self-made millionaire. I think I think we owe a lot to him, and it's not that we have to like kiss the ring and constantly defer to that authority, but you know, he's an incredible host. There's a reason that he has won most outstanding reality show host at the
so many times.
At the Emmys, like 7 times or whatever.
And the show is really funny. Like, when I didn't watch it, like, from the get-go because I wasn't gay yet. but, like, watching back the other, like, just the show is really good. And, I mean, we have such a high standard for left-leaning queers or whatever that, like, anyone else doing fracking, it's like, whatever. But Ru does it and it's like, no, he can't do this. Which, I mean, obviously I'm not pro-fracking, but I'm pro letting people be a little bit problematic and still letting them live.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pop.
And, like, we all joke about the fracking, but I actually don't even think it's his property. It's, like, his husband's parents' property or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, like but it is fun to imagine Ru like with like one of the hard hats. Like, like if someone did like a Be Real and it was like of a giant like and, you know, oil rig.
Also, don't we drive fucking cars?
Yeah.
You know, I'm buying petrol.
It's just so funny that like we're talking about RuPaul and now we have to have an opinion on fracking. I'm sure that it's called pop gays.
Yeah.
It's like we're just sitting here being like, I know that we set up this game for ourselves, but it's so funny being like, I have to have this like opinion about RuPaul, who is such a divisive character within the queer community. You guys both popped him. I'm going to flop him because I think that
feels
works.
Balanced.
That feels balanced. That feels like the way that we feel about Ru. I think that some of the stuff that he's done is pretty inexcusable.
Yes.
But I also feel like he reminds me so much of like the queer mafia, you know, like the old school, like gay guys who just like ran the scene for so long.
He's so out of touch.
Yeah. And it's just like, and I'm like, I see all your faults, but I know that I know how to dodge around them. Do you know what I mean? But also this is coming from a cisgendered white woman.
Yeah.
But I feel like let's go 2 pops, 1 flop. That feels
that feels good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. If the next one isn't all flops, I'm going to kill you. Number 29, Harry Styles.
It's like we don't even need to do it. We've just had whole episodes dedicated to this.
We honestly have. I'm just going to quickly say flop and move on.
Yeah, I love that. Flop.
Flop. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Clean.
I will say if you'd asked me a year ago, I would have said pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have said pop. But I also flop Harry Styles stans. I know you are all literal children, but I too was once a Harry Styles stan, but I only liked him because he was hot, and you need to be more materialistic when you're thinking about celebrities. You are. Everyone Everyone is so obsessed with them. I'm not saying we weren't like this as kids, but, you know, like very obsessed with like the whole person. I'm like, no, pull him down to one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving on.
He's a product of his assets. That's yes. it.
That is it.
Yeah.
Flop.
Number 30, Will Smith.
Oh, it's my a pop God. For me. It's his cancellation last year over the slap of Chris Rock. It was too much for me.
It was too unfair.
Yeah, like honestly, Chris Rock has been saying problematic stuff for years. I'm not saying that anyone deserves to be slapped, but
but if you had to slap someone,
but if it I had to, nice. If I had to slap one comedian, it would be Dave Chappelle.
No, he'd fucking love it. Oh, I feel like he would turn, he'd like Albert Fish that and turn yeah. into something that he's like into.
He'd be like, see the queers. You know?
Oh, I love what yeah. they did. Yeah. Well, he did. He got attacked by someone.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was apparently like he was saying because of, but I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think that was someone just trying to attack him.
Yeah. But, I know. I don't think was it like, was in the name of the yeah, queers, yeah. but I would do it in the name of the yeah. queers. I feel like people have had this like thing of, oh, Will Smith is like a role model and now he slapped someone, but it's dumb to think that we can only have role models who are absolutely perfect.
And also, like, he slapped... Okay. Like, everyone's talking at the moment about Brad Pitt. Have you been seeing this? About
no.
About, so oh, it's really fucked.
It is
can
fucked.
You quickly catch me
so
up?
Yeah. The basics of it is that there's some, like, court case, and I think this is from, like, a few years ago, but it's, like, coming into the public eye now, of... Like some report was made. I forget if it was by Angelina or someone who saw it, but apparently Brad Pitt like beat her mm-hmm. and their kids on a plane and like poured like wine over them and like yeah. was like abusive and like choking them and like hitting them in the
thing
face.
The thing that breaks my heart as well is that the report says that the kids were getting in to try and break them
to
up.
And to protect Angelina. And, you know, everyone's been talking about like, are we going to see Brad Pitt, you know, we don't know what's gone on, but it's like, will we see Brad Pitt, you know, blacklisted from the Oscars and award ceremonies?
And let's be real, we won't.
Absolutely not. No. But they're already talking about, like, they're not sure whether they should have Will's movie, I forget which one it was.
King James.
Yeah, nominated.
Oof. And that was, like, truly his best work yeah. because he'd been pigeonholed in those, like,
action
like adjacent roles and
didn't he got nominated though Will Smith
like, yeah he did he won that award when in that but I feel
oh,
like
there's another one
I don't know I'm not sure
yeah I'm not sure if it's like some other award or whether
oh.
they're thinking
oh
of
it's
like,
the same movie
yeah or something like that
yeah
but
yeah yeah
there's, but there's like decisions being made about like how they should operate when it comes to Will Smith and it's like are these questions being asked about Johnny Depp are they being asked about Brad Pitt or is it just a black man that we're
and on a, I, yeah. I'm glad we kind of haven't spoken about the Johnny Depp thing a lot on the podcast because yeah. it has been so draining but yeah, yeah it's a double standard
yeah
absolutely
sure.
I'm gonna pop Will Smith because that was the most exciting thing I've seen at the Oscars for a long time.
It was the best day on
and
Twitter
and it was the best. I was watching it live and I just being like that moment when he and I heard it. I heard him say, get my wife's fucking name out of your fucking mouth. And I was like,
such an iconic quote.
Oh my God. Now that I think of it, I feel like that has started the internet yeah. unraveling.
Yeah.
Because since today he slapped Chris Rock, every day has been something new.
Yes.
And also that very funny TikTok sound that is like, wait, did Chris Rock just slap? Yeah. Just slap Chris Rock.
Like, penis.
Penis.
Oh my God. Yes. We need a season two of The Slap, but just about
that.
About the online community breaking down. Fuck. Yeah. It's a pop for me.
Number 31, Julia Roberts.
Oh, she's a pop.
She's a pop. Oh my God. She's so beautiful. She's got a little thing on her thing. She's so cute.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
I don't even know what she's doing now.
She's in a rom-com with George Clooney. She's doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing.
Oh my God. And the chemistry. Have you seen the press shit? Like,
no.
They did something on YouTube that was like, being interviewed, like questions or whatever, and it's just them sitting there on these chairs and the chemistry between them.
Really?
It's palpable. Palpable.
Okay.
I reckon there would be swingers.
Yes.
You reckon?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, especially if you're like that, you've been with your partners for that long, both of them.
Yeah.
That like you're at an age, you live in Hollywood, your schedules don't line up. I reckon they're at least open. I reckon there's a lot of open marriages in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Mm. A lot. Because if you're that hot, what are you supposed to do?
It's also kind of...
Cage up?
Absolutely it's like not. When you become such a big deal, you can only kind of like you can, date people at yeah. your level. And so for people like in the stratosphere, like Julia Roberts and George Clooney, there'd mm-hmm. be this like sense of like peer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Ooh, yeah, like, we can fuck.
We can fuck.
Because yeah. it won't go. Like nobody will know.
Yeah, we haven't yeah. left our echelon.
Yeah.
So and to speak.
This is your monthly reminder to watch Steel Magnolias if you haven't watched it. Julia Roberts, breakout role, incredible.
I haven't actually seen Steel Magnolias. Neither but I have recently I watched Erin so Brockovich.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Which was lit. So I will yeah. get on Steel Magnolias as well.
Oh, also being 29, 29 is the average age of best female actors at the Oscars winners. And she was 29 when she won for, I was going to say Elizabeth Town. That certainly didn't get any Oscars. Erin Brockovich, which means, you know, maybe that's going to be for me.
Yeah. It's your year, yeah. Jordan. It's your year.
What, 6 months till the Oscars?
For the window to close.
Yeah. I just need to get into a movie, film it.
So film it.
Start the press.
Yeah.
Yes.
ASAP. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Time to move to LA. Who's next?
Number 32, Mel Gibson. Flop.
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 Sorry to this man. Okay. Number 33, Brendan Urie. Big flop.
Oh my God.
Tell me about Brendan Urie. Who is he? I have no opinion on him. He's Panic at the Disco, is he not?
Yes. Have you not been seeing the stuff online recently?
No, what happened?
Oh my God.
I'm Googling him right now.
Oh my God. It's so funny, you guys. Okay, so yes, he's the lead singer of Panic at the Disco, or what was Panic at the Disco, because they like he's a huge diva basically, and the band went
diva
from like
at the disco.
The band went from having 5 members to like having 4 to having 3 to having 2, and now it's just him, but it's still called Panic at the Disco because no one wants to work with him anymore, and a lot of the like good songs were written by the other members, not Brendan, and he's been saying he said like racist shit. I'm pretty sure like he like said the N-word or shit like that. So he's been doing like cancel-y shit. But then he came out as well with this new song, and it is.
This is what he looks like.
Yeah.
It's flop. Yeah. So bad.
He's in that gay song with Taylor Swift, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he gay?
No.
No, cool not. Move, Taylor.
It says he's married to a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, this new song as well is so bad. It's like, I don't know if you've heard it, but it's like literally, it's like off key. It's like he's shrieking his voice to such crazy degrees that it's like shredding his vocals. But it's also off key. It's like everyone's like, people like with like music theory were going through it being like, I don't know
like what
chord this is. Like I don't understand what's happening. And it just sounds so bad.
Sounds like a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's a flop.
Yeah.
Flop. See ya.
Big flop.
Bye.
Good luck. You had one good song.
34. Oh my God. Drew Barrymore.
Pop.
What's bigger than pop? Mega.
Mega pop.
Mega pop. Mega pop.
Please adopt me.
Yeah, she probably would. She's obsessed with family. Mm-hmm. She didn't have a life. I recently watched a clip with... Fuck me, this mic. I recently watched a clip with her and I'm glad my mum died.
Oh, Jeanette McCurdy.
Jeanette McCurdy, because Drew Barrymore still has like, she still finances her mum because she feels really awful for her because her mum had a pretty traumatic life too. She doesn't really have anything to do with her.
Mm.
And like, and it was just like this, I like cried watching it because I was like, Drew. But like.
She related to Jeanette.
Yeah. And just Jeanette being like, you don't have to defend your mum. Like a big part of therapy for me was like the first year with me being like, no, but she was just doing her best. She was just doing this, this, and this. And her therapist was like, you actually don't have to. You can just say the things she did and let's not come up with any excuses. And then you just have her actions.
Yeah.
And that's when she like came to the conclusion. Mm-hmm. That's when she was finally able to accept that she was like abused. And Drew was just like, this really feels like a breakthrough moment for me right now.
Oh my God.
And Jeanette was like, yeah.
That's so special.
Cause she was like fucking, She got emancipated from her mum when she was like 13 years old. She was like in and out of rehab.
Yeah.
She was a problem child, like in Hollywood. She was like such an example of like the, which is so funny because she has such a golden reputation now. Like, but back then she was like the example of how fucked things can get. Yeah. Bless.
Well, yes. I fucking love her.
Yeah, God, she can do no wrong.
She really can.
Yeah, also this is our song, Drew Barrymore, Pop. Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
Pop. Pop.
Number 35, J-Lo.
I love J-Lo. I fucking funny. Love J-Lo. Yeah. But I'm going to flop her because she got married on a plantation and we've had a lot of pops in a row.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. I love you, but...
Someone
like, why are you getting married on your fucking husband's plantation?
Someone put up a thing. It was like, it's been however many years since she released whatever song it was. And then someone was like, congratulations to whatever singer sung this. Because
it's not her voice.
It's not her voice.
It's literally not her voice. She sings such a small segment of Jenny from the Block.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's any a backing singer.
Yeah. Any of the talking stuff that don't be fooled by the rocks, that's somebody else.
Oh, wow.
It's not her.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
There you go. So I never knew.
Right. But like, yeah. And also the plantation thing and also like videos from their wedding of her like performing her new song to Ben Affleck. So she like performed, did like a dance for him and he's like sitting on a chair, which is like fine. But do a hit like at your wedding, new song.
I'm sorry.
I mean, if I was performing a dance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I was at that wedding, I would give zero stars. It was on a plantation and she lap danced a new song for her husband.
This is why you need us to be a celebrant at your wedding, to shut this down.
You need some no men in your life. Yeah. People have too many yes men.
And on that note, I'm going to flop. J-Lo. Yeah, I love her. Like, she makes me laugh, but yeah.
It's a flop all around. Who would have thought? Next up on our list, number 36, Madonna.
I don't even like know where to begin with Madonna. Like, I don't, she doesn't feel like a real person to me right now.
Is she alive?
Barely. She's holding on for dear life. She has so much Botox in her head, which is fine, whatever, but it's literally made her head bigger. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it actually has expanded her head.
She's like a Bratz doll.
Yeah.
Those photos of her at Britney's wedding, when it was like her and like Selena Gomez and Britney and like Paris Hilton, I think, and something like that. And it was like, this is the randomest.
And then they started singing Vogue.
Yes.
Like, while they were getting a photo.
Like, I feel like Madonna would have been a pop for me in, like, 2012 or 14 because she had that, like, song with Justin Timberlake, also cancelled. But I was
4 minutes. To save
4 minutes? I was obsessed with that 4 minute song. That was a good song. She has so many good songs, but I don't know. She's just, like, trying too hard, but also, like, can we blame a woman in Hollywood to... Like, for trying really hard? I don't know.
Yes, we can. And yes, we do it all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Look, I actually don't think she would be fun to be at a party.
She seems cold as a person.
Yeah. I know, but she did make me horny when I was little.
Yeah. That's what I meant by 4 minutes.
What were you even watching that was Madonna-based?
I don't know. A few things. But also the song, I'd Rather Do It With Madonna.
Oh, yeah. Which is an Aussie band.
Yeah.
The Androids.
Oh, my God.
One Hit Wonders.
I don't know. There was something about her and, like, that horse album. The album where she was, like, in her, like, country era.
Yes.
But it was, like, pop.
With the cowboy boots.
And yeah. And then her and Britney, like.
Yeah, that was all, like, very gay awakening.
But I feel like I cannot pop Madonna having flopped J-Lo.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm going to flop Madonna as well.
I'm flopping Madonna. You'll pop Icon. Good luck. Yeah.
Number 37, Zac Efron.
Flop instantly.
Really?
Just from his recent like thing where his face looked like...
Where his face is bad.
No, but have you seen the...
Yeah.
Like, I used to be in love with Zac Efron in his, like, High School Musical twink era because I loved a boy who had, like, his hair swept across his face like that. My first boyfriend had hair like that, and I reckon that was the only reason I liked him.
You love the guy.
Because I was like, Zac Efron. Yes, legit.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Josh and I have always kind of had this, like... tussle over Zac Efron because Josh was like, I think it was Josh's like first proper like crush, and he loved him in his like Twinkie era.
Yeah.
And Josh is really into like Twinkie guys. And so like I get jealous of that. I'm like, fuck you. And I wasn't super into Zac Efron then, but now that he's like buff, because he did like Baywatch and all that kind of shit, and he's got like the beard coming on and all that sort of stuff, I'm like, now I'm interested in Zac Efron. And Josh is like, no, I'm not interested in him anymore. So like,
he's like, passed on the torch.
Yeah,
yeah.
But combined, we sort of cover the whole Zac Efron filmography.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's not very likable.
I don't think he was very kind to Vanessa Hudgens when her That's nudes right. got leaked as well.
I
what was this again?
I'm always team Vanessa. Sorry.
Vanessa, she did. She sent her nudes to someone.
I mean, but like now, let's just be real for a second. Vanessa Hudgens said, "COVID is like people are just gonna die, and we're gonna have to deal with it." And literally,
and so did the Australian government.
Yeah, like the government was just like, "Oh, yeah. you don't have to quarantine, and you have to pay for your tests."
Yeah, they did the Hudgens approach.
Yeah, honestly,
yeah, like, fuck those guys. Yeah, look. I have to. I'm going to pop him purely based on High School Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet on it in the golf course.
I've actually been listening to High School Musical 2 so much.
It's the best of the.
Oh my God. All the songs I remember are by Sharpay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I only remember Sharpay. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry to apologize to us.
Sorry to this man. Sorry to flopping you, Zac fucking Efron. But it's actually really suiting our next number, someone we've already talked about, 38, Angelina Jolie.
It's a pop.
It's a pop.
Yeah, she's a pop.
I am concerned. I was reading about this, like, thing with Brad Pitt, and I also ended up reading about, like, a lot of their arguments is over this wine company that they started.
I saw that too.
Yeah, she sold her half of the wine company to a Russian oligarch, which I'm raising some eyebrows.
I'm cracking all over again
about this. Yeah. I'm like, don't you like? It's like the UN is not blameless in what's happening in the world right now. They, you know, as a child, I always thought the UN meant world peace, but they actually fuck things up more than not. But I am curious. I'm curious about this decision, Jolie.
Yeah. It's one of those like sentences where like every word is like crazier than the last.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
It's like mega superstar Angelina Jolie sells her own wine company to Russian gold oligarch.
It's like it's so out of this world as opposed to like Jordan buys soy cappuccino from friend's ex at a cafe.
But that's like any cafe you go into in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Like any barista is friends with your ex somehow. But also like. Let's be real. Angelina didn't actually sell it. It was like someone on her behalf.
For sure.
And there would have been like, we have a really high bidder who just happens to be a Russian oligarch. And then Angelina went, well, I donate so much money to all these other like good causes.
Charities.
So let's sell it to the highest bidder.
For sure.
You know, I don't think Angelina was going directly through the classifieds on LinkedIn to find someone to like fucking buy this company.
It's a roof racking situation again. It's like, I'm sure like indirectly, but yeah, I'm
totally
not how much she's aware.
She did one time say that she wanted a rainbow family as well. I mean, who amongst us? I probably said that in year six.
Yeah.
But
similar.
She was a grown woman.
Oh my
God.
But like, do you remember when she kissed her brother on the mouth?
Yes, she did kiss her brother on the mouth.
I don't remember this.
She won an Oscar and she full blown grabbed her brother and kissed him on the
mouth. When she won?
Yeah, when she won the Oscar.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But it was a great film.
About siblings. No, but that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I think we have to rue this and give two pops and a flop.
Yeah.
Two flops and a pop. One of those.
I'll take whatever's left. Yeah. What have we got next?
Next up is Andrew Garfield.
Oh my God, I love this man. Pop. Have you watched Tick, Tick, Boom yet, Jordan?
Yes, I have.
What did you think?
I really enjoyed him in it. I still don't like the show.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed him in it.
It's a good film, though.
It's a good film. I feel like it was shot really well. I feel like there was so much more. They got so much more out of it than I expected them to, because truly, I hate Tick, Tick, Boom. And I hate the one thing that I will say is that there's nothing you can do to that song, Come to Your Senses, to make it good.
I love how they made it a duet. They should have done it at the Tonys.
Yeah. Truly. I got very emotional because I watched it soon after Stephen Sondheim died, and I got very emotional when they had Sondheim scenes and stuff like that.
And you know that's his real voice?
Real voice, and that was beautiful. But Andrew Garfield, I've been fucking thinking about him since he was in the Pig New York episode of Doctor Who with David Tennant.
Oh, my God.
And it was in New York, and he was one of the guys that gets, like, turned into a pig, and I was like, who is that? And then I saw Never Let Me Go, and then, like, him in Social Network is so hot as well.
Yeah, that's truly the only thing I know him of is Spider-Man and Social Network.
Yeah.
I think I started watching Tick, Tick, Boom, but I was really stoned and I fell asleep. And it was kind of, I could tell it was going to be sad. So I was like, I don't want to be sad right now.
Give it another go, though. It does. Like, it's a cathartic film. And Andrew is freaking incredible.
Yeah.
Ugh. So it's an all around pop for our cutie pie, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. And hit me up.
Call us anytime. We'll pass your details on to Charlie.
Yeah.
Number 40, Sandra Bullock.
Pop.
I'm obsessed with her.
She's cool.
She's just got like this. In that blind movie, remember that blind movie where they're all blind? Bird Box?
I thought you were talking about The Blind Side.
The Blind Side? That one
we can put on her board. Okay.
The Blind Side was definitely a misstep.
It's a misstep.
I remember that now.
But she's continued striving forward since
then. Bus Driver.
Yeah.
And I think she and Halle Berry are the two actors that have won Best Actor and Worst Actor at the Razzies in the same year.
Yeah. And she went and accepted that Razzie.
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah. And that's that was cute. The year. And she also, like, copped so much shit because that was the year she was dating that guy and she would gush. She was, like, married to him.
Was it Sandra or Halle?
Sandra. Yeah. And she was...
Did she marry again?
He was, like, a...
Like a young guy?
He was, like, a daredevil. Like, he was a motorcyclist and stuff. He was, like, a professional motorcyclist and did, like, arenas and shit like that or something. And she dedicated, like, her Oscars and, like, there's, like... I think of her like crying, being her accepting her Oscar was like, I wouldn't be here without you. Like, I thank you so much. And then the next day, all his cheating got revealed. And her life was just like stripped from underneath her.
You know what that does to you? You get really hot.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
And she did.
And you book lots of jobs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And also, Miss Congeniality, timeless classic.
Timeless.
Yes.
Ocean's 8, I love it. I'll defend it till I
die.
That
is a good movie.
It was a great movie.
Yeah. And people who said otherwise are misogynists.
Yes, yeah. I agree. And she also speaks German.
What?
Cutie
pie.
I've seen her in German interviews.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to watch those at home.
Yeah.
Number 41 of our list is Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
Alec Baldwin has too many children. And
he needs to pay for them.
I would be so salty if I had to split my inheritance with 20 fucking kids.
Is it that much?
He's got like 9 or 10.
Fuck.
I think he has like, do you know about his wife, Hilaria?
Yeah. The fake Spanish woman?
She pretends to be Spanish.
Oh my God, Charlie. Hilaria. How you say cucumber? She's from Michigan.
Somebody made this TikTok like breaking down her lineage and her family has been like in the Boston area since slavery.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she like lived in Spain for a semester or something. Like,
yeah, but she like keeps saying that they were living between Spain and Boston when that's not true.
That's iconic.
And she's based her whole thing off being Hilaria Baldwin. And she is also one of those, okay, this is like a deep dive. We'll talk about this properly in the future. But she is one of those celebrities like Priyanka, like the Kardashians, mm-hmm. where they are just getting surrogates mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and but it's money.
Acknowledging it or concealing it?
Acknowledging it. But it's like, it's this weird thing where these super wealthy people don't want to be pregnant, which is fine, can empathize. But it becomes this thing where I'm like, but somebody's going to be pregnant. And are mm-hmm. we just going to have these like farms of women carrying babies?
Yeah, honestly it is.
It's
kind of scary.
Yeah.
And then you have to think about, like, what would it take for you to carry a child? Yeah. Like, you would have to pay me $1 million at least.
But some people would. As in, like, some people would be like, that's nothing for me. That's chump change.
That's yeah. true. Okay, well, if you're out there.
Good luck. Yeah.
No, actually, I wouldn't.
I love that comedian, like, vibe of where, like, $1 million. Like, that's so uncool. Like,
but I'm like, that's barely a house in Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to up debt $2 million.
Yeah. It's like the Optus hacker. His, like, ransom is, like, $1 million. And everyone's like, I don't think he lives in Sydney.
And then Optus, like, initially not paying it.
Yeah.
What the fuck, cunts? My data's yeah. worth nothing
to
you.
Did they end up paying it?
I think they did. Yeah, they did. But wild. Also Gladys Berejiklian is on the board of that company, so.
Oh, chickens to everyone.
Truly. Now that we've cancelled Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, so it's a flop.
Simply
so.
Because
he also killed someone.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And yeah. Just quickly, he had children from a previous marriage. And this voicemail leaked that he sent his like
child, and he's screaming at her,
like screaming at her, calling her a disgusting little greedy pig.
That's right.
And she was 11.
That would have been Ireland for sure.
It, I think it was.
What's yeah. Ireland?
Her name.
That's
Ireland.
Her name. I mean, the hatred from the for the child started with the naming.
Yeah. It's just like I'm all for like countries for names. Actually, no, I'm not. But land. When you got land.
Island, the country. I was imagining Island.
Island. Oh, Ireland. That's foreboding, isn't it? Yeah. Island. It's endowing your kid with loneliness.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Truly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who's next?
Oh, here we go. Number 42, Beyonce.
Pop. I would honestly sleep in the street in the cold rain to get a Beyonce ticket because Renaissance is going to be a tour.
I'm so excited.
Has she announced it yet?
I think I've heard it somewhere. Maybe on TikTok. I don't know if it's real. But I feel like there must be.
And I feel like people are kind of silly when it comes to Beyonce because I've seen like TikToks and stuff of people be like, you know that Beyonce has like data analysis who like go out and do market research so that she can write a song that's like relevant and stuff like that, blah 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 blah, and people are like, you know, she's talking about clocking in, clocking out, working a 9-to-5, but she fucking is a billionaire. I'm like, yeah, but yeah. I have a song that I can run to, and like, do you know what I mean? Like, I have a song that pumps me up,
and
people
nice
need
things.
That,
and
I don't know. I'm just kind of like,
and more people should do market research before they release albums. Come on now,
come on now. That's why they're good.
Yeah,
and I'm like, are you sitting here listening to Beyonce singing clock in, clock out, and be like, you know that this person who's been in the entertainment industry since she was 15 and been very successful gets me as a working class person. No, sir.
No.
This is all a song.
Yeah. Plus, it's not like she's like pretending that she's like, this is exactly how I'm living. It's more like she's like, I've been there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's nice. It's like she's acknowledging her roots. You know, she hasn't just become this like...
And, like, her vocal range, her stamina.
Yeah.
Like, she's a great actor. She's so good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone talks about, you know, Dreamgirls and whatever, but Austin Powers. No, I'm not even joking. She's a great comedic actor.
Yeah.
She knew the assignment and she fucking did it.
And you know what? She had 3 kids and she all got pushed them out herself somehow. Got them, you know,
allegedly.
Oh my God, there was the Beyonce fake pregnancy.
The twins thing.
Yeah.
We got to keep this moving.
True. Sorry.
Okay, it's pops all around for Beyonce, of course. Number 43, Jackie Chan.
Pop.
He's, we love this man.
We love Jackie
His like little crop tops and shit.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Just a good, sweet man, and like he's actually, I've heard like that he's like very good for like bringing up new people as well.
Yeah. And he said he won't give his like wealth to his children, which is one way to make sure that your children will never be nepotism babies and there should be less of them. So
that's funny. It's one of those like it's cool if you're rich, it's not if you're poor.
Yeah,
like if you were like, I'm leaving nothing to my child, but you had just like an average amount of money, it would be like, that's mean.
Yeah, but like if you're Jackie Chan's child, you would have had everything provided for you. So hopefully you figured it out.
Yeah.
44, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeNotteGeneres. she's a flop. She's a nightmare to work with on all accounts. And I don't know.
And apparently she makes Portia really unhappy and... I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm flopping you, Ellen DeGeneres.
I might be projecting because I'm currently wearing white sneakers, but her fashion, it's a flop.
Yeah, well. She like just dresses like a rich dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently during the 2007 like writer's strike, the writers who wrote her special that was a huge success that year, because once you reach a certain level, you don't write your own jokes. You have a team of people that help you write your jokes, which is fair enough. I'm not opposed to that, because mm-hmm. You deliver it in your own way and it ultimately is still you and you're giving people jobs, blah, blah, blah. But she won Emmys and awards for her special and her show, and she drove past them every single day to go put on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And it's like, that's scummy behavior.
Yeah.
No. Scab. Fucking scab.
Fuck you, Ellen. Who's next?
45, Adam Levine, who's like popping off lately.
Oh, my God.
He's got a flop, firstly, because of his music. If I could erase one band from the earth, it would be Maroon 5.
Wow.
And also he just seems, even the way he's like being a shitty person, I'm like, even the way he cheats on his wife is like in the same like shade as Maroon 5. True. Do you know what I mean?
It's
like,
so very lame. Unoriginal. And honestly, his tattoos are a flop.
What are his tats? Are they just
They
gross?
Look like he got them all in the same day. Like he just went in and was like, do
just,
me.
Just cover me in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has like California above his belly button.
God. He probably has the names of every like Insta girl he's like DM'd.
No, he's going to name his children after them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But that being said, like, your parent can, your dad especially, my dad, could put so much care into the name he chooses for you and still neglect you. So
yeah.
Don't you worry about that. The name is not the most important thing. Yeah. Like, I love my name. Thanks, Dad. But the rest?
The one gift I'll take.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Fuck Adam Levine. Number 46, Megan Fox.
Pop.
It's a pop, but what the hell is she doing lately?
I'm flopping her for dating Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Wait, is she dating Machine Gun Kelly?
It's getting weird, though. It's getting really weird.
She's checked out.
No, honestly, he's abusive, and we're going to see something coming out. There was this report of him. He actually said this. He called her saying he was suicidal and had a gun in his mouth. And she had to, like, talk him out of it, which should make me pop her. But I feel like she needs to get out of the situationship ASAP. And you can tell she was really into it in the start.
Yeah.
But now it's getting to the point where he's, like, being manipulative and abusive.
And this weird shit, like, he, like, kind of, like, I think he's, like, in charge of, like, what they eat and what they drink. And, like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, there's, like weird, super controlling stuff
that is, like, starting to come out.
No.
And the vials of blood.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess it's romantic, but it's also weird.
I don't like that.
I don't know.
If I rocked up with a vial of my partner's blood, you would, I don't know how you would react.
Yeah.
I
would be very out of character.
I'm going to call someone.
Because there are celebrities like Armie Hammer who it's like, he's a cannibal. And everyone being like, we had no idea. But like, if Machine Gun Kelly came out and they were like, he's like
a cannibal.
He's a cannibal.
I'd be like,
we'd be like, the signs were there.
The signs were there.
But yeah, I love Megan and I just want the best for her. So it's a pop.
Two pops and a flop.
God bless. 47, Lea Michele.
It's such a shame that you can never read this list. But I'm going to pop her. I'm just going to pop her. She's awful, but fuck it.
Yeah, it's funny to me. Like, I am grateful for what she's brought to the internet. She's a flop as a person, but what she's done for comedy, I stand forever.
What are your thoughts?
Jordan's on the fence.
Jordan is looking like Lea Michele right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely clueless.
I think I have to flop her. I think if I knew her in person, I think I have to flop her.
She would be the topic of every group chat.
She'd be the nastiest person to be around.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is not the nasty or not.
True. Yeah.
Vote, so I'm still going to pop that bitch.
It's a made-up system that changes every minute. number 48, Cameron Diaz.
Pop.
Yeah, I'm popping her too. I like her. She's funny.
She is funny.
She's funny and she knows her like job.
Yeah, she's good at what she does.
And she also has one of those classic stories where like she was a model and her friend was going in for a casting and they were going to grab lunch. So she was like, I'll just come with you to the casting. And then it was for The Mask. and they saw her and were like, can you read some lines? Yeah. Thing? And then she just read some lines and they're like, in you come.
Wow.
She's a legend.
I can't wait for that to happen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And Charlie's Angels as well. Oh, all of those Charlie's girls are pops who are making me horny as a child.
Yeah. Yeah. Queer awakening.
Yeah. All and around. Lucy's not on this list, but she'd be a pop as well. Yeah. So.
Oh, 100%. Oh, my God. This is almost the end. I'm kind of sad.
Yeah.
Two more.
We're getting there.
We've done all the celebrities.
Yeah.
We've finished. Yeah.
Then we have to move on to the world of science.
Pop up, our famous chemist. Yeah.
Number 49, Dolly Parton.
Pop,
of course.
She's an icon.
She's so funny and she's so smart. There was a video this week that was going around. It was like, show me a celebrity that is like so much more intelligent than people give them credit for. And it was just this like compilation of Dolly in an interview, and they were doing like fast questions where they just
I've seen this. Yeah.
And she's so quick on her feet every single time. She comes back with like a really witty.
Yeah.
Retort, and it's like, fuck, she's fast.
She's so self-aware too.
Yeah,
she's fucking great.
And she sponsored a Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in the US.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, literally.
Also has her free library that goes around, but she did release that 5 to 9 song about hustling, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
No, Dolly.
Yeah.
Your song was like the workers' anthem and now you're doing the side hustle.
Yeah, this
anthem.
Isn't like union friendly.
No.
Like,
don't make
work at night. Oh my God, guys, we did it. We're finally at number 50.
Oh my God. Who's last?
I thought I would save an Aussie icon for last. It's Li Lin Chin.
I love her. She's so cute and so funny.
Where is she now? Because she retired. Was she just hanging out?
I think she was at... Yeah, I think she's just chilling because...
She better rest.
She was on SBS for like something insane. Like 25 years or something like that.
Yeah. And I feel like she's one of those people who's like a lot older than we think. Realize. Because she fucking is so like on the pulse all the time and she looks great.
And her haircut is so like timeless.
Yeah. Is she gay? Like,
I feel she's a gay icon.
You're like, she has a husband, but
Let me find out. I'm gonna find out because I don't know.
I'm willing to claim her, even if she's not.
She's an ally at least.
Yeah, she's a fucking legend. Lin Chin.
Lesbian, married, age. Oh no, this is just is listening. No,
this is just what comes up when you Google.
Lesbian. Lin Chin is her own best friend.
Is that like innuendo? Like friend of Dorothy.
Said to be serving.
Are
partner.
You your own best friend?
Okay, so there's no. She's single. Doesn't have like a spouse, but it like it's not clear if she's a lesbian.
All right, we're taking it.
No, not, she's one of us.
Yeah.
thank you, Google. that brings us to the end of the pop or flop list.
Yeah, we finished our celebrity bubble wrap.
And while we were doing it, I think we ended up listing another 50 celebrities that are adjacent to the celebrities that are on the list, which is great.
Which is typical for us.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for listening. We got this far. Also, is this coming out today, Charlie?
Yes.
So come on Sunday. This Sunday, we're going to be at Stupid Old Studios. The show's at 1:00.
Yes, but you can watch it live. So don't go to the studio because they will not let you in. But you can stream our live episode this Sunday.
Do not show up. I'll kill you.
I'll give you a little kiss on the forehead. Yeah.
You can watch it live, sign up, do whatever you need to do. I clearly didn't read the brief.
Bye, friends.
Bye. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.